three times as many transactions are contactless as they were at this time last year. And in general, electronic payments are now more common than cash payments. So it's certainly one of those sort of technologies that's reached a tipping point. It's gone from being a sort of geeky minority thing into being a mainstream technology that we all use.
And this is something that a lot of people were very worried about when it first came out, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I think people do often have that conversation about how secure is it. And we would only offer this to our customers if it is safe and secure. And the way you use contactless cards to provide convenience is great for customers, but it is safe. Every few transactions, you need to go back online and use it at an ATM or a chip and pin to prove that it's you that's using it. We monitor all the transactions. If there's any fraud on a card, the institution will cover that fraud. But because of our monitoring and because of those safeguards and because of the £30 limit, actually, we see a very low amount of fraud on these cards, less than normal activity. And customers are really getting a good benefit from the convenience they offer.
And they really are convenient, aren't they? Because a lot of people, or a quarter of people here, according to this research, say that contactless just encourages them to make a payment for things like coffees. And I think you call them microtransactions, don't you?
Yeah, I think traditionally people would have used coins or had to carry cash around to cover those transactions. You can pay for them by card in a very easy, quick manner. And we're seeing lots more of those kind of transactions come through. And it's not that people are buying more things. They're just doing more on their card. And that's really efficient for UK PLC, for the customers generally as a whole, and for a society like Nationwide. Actually, it's a real mutual benefit for our members because it's a more efficient way to do it from a cost perspective and from a convenience perspective. So everybody wins.
And was Nationwide very keen to see this take off? Because there's a stat in this research which I think is really interesting. 57% of the people surveyed said that they were surprised that contactless payment took off and is actually popular. Did you think, do you know what, I think people are going to love this?
Well, we were a bit late to the party. I think I had my first card with another bank probably about nearly 10 years ago.
Really?
But Nationwide came to the process at a point where it started to get more sort of mainstream adoption.
Yeah.
And we launched really very, very close to the point that TfL went live for the Underground London. And that was a really big point of explosion. And that's why we've done this piece of research and this making a payment in space today to celebrate the fact those numbers have really started to go out of this world in terms of the adoption across the UK.
And just for anyone who hasn't been to London recently, this is, you can now just touch your contactless card to get on a tube, to get on a bus and that sort of thing, can't you? So it's very, very easy.
Yeah, that is definitely easier. And also, I think one of the great things is that you don't even need the card at all now with the apps on the phones, with Apple Pay and Android Pay, which not only mean you can actually start shedding some of the weight of that wallet with all its cards and loyalty cards and everything in it. It also means that actually even more secure because you've got the fingerprint reader as well on the phone, which gives you an added level of security.
It does, yeah, because I guess that people worry that if they lose their card or it's stolen, that straight away people can start making these it's a £30 limit on a contactless card, isn't it, I think, at the moment?
It is. Yeah, the single payment limit is £30. So if you lose your card, you can cancel it. It's limited in the amount of money that people could then spend on it. And as I said, if they're spending money fraudulently, that's covered by your institution. But because of the fact that it's got a single limit, it's got the need to go back online to use the PIN number to prove that it's you, it's actually very limited in terms of the exposure. And, of course, if you lose your card, you can get that protection. If you lose cash, you've lost cash.
Absolutely.
So actually a card is a safer way to manage your money.
The only benefit of losing cash is that knowledge that, you know, you've made someone's day who's picked it up after you. So you mentioned then that you are going to be doing a contactless payment in space to celebrate us reaching this milestone. How's that going to work?
Well, we've done it. We did it yesterday. We've now managed to complete it. It was a chance for us to celebrate the fact that, you know, this thing is really starting to get to global proportions. And we managed to get a terminal up on the edge of space with a camera, with a card, actually paid for my coffee, which was really helpful. But it was a really good engineering feat. And it was a great way to get the team to focus on something that is proving really important to our customers and to draw attention to the fact that you can pay contactless really anywhere now. It's accepted in so many places.
It's an awful long way to go for a coffee. It's probably
well,
cold.
I had the coffee in Swindon. Yeah. I paid for it in space, yeah. You know.
it does, doesn't it? It highlights how easy it is for these to use. Do you think really this is going to keep growing, going to change people's habits even more?
Well, like, I think it's one of the, it is one of those technologies that is actually at the point where it does take off and become mainstream. Like, you know, video calling used to be minority, and now it's something you do. Everybody does on the FaceTime, Skype, and so on. Partly that, I think also it may well go beyond it. I mean, there's talk of biometric payments, which will mean you don't even need to have the card or the app on the phone.
So is that using things like eye scans or stuff?
Yes, eye scans and the way you walk up to the terminal. Wow. You'll be able to recognise that's you. You can, yes, we know who you are. You can authorise the payment that way.
Terrible for me. I've got a terrible limp at the moment. It wouldn't work, I don't think.
Oh, you think? Well, yeah. I didn't know how that would work. Yeah, that's
John, Paul, thank you so much for joining us. If people want to find out more about contactless payments and Nationwide and this research, how can they do that?
Well, if you go to our Twitter feed or our Facebook feed, you'll be able to see details of the payment we've made in space. And if you want to know more about all the payment types we offer, you can go to nationwide.co.uk and look at the Ways to Pay page.
And there is a video, is there, did you say?
There is. I'm looking at it now. It's just come up on one of the other news feeds. So we had a GoPro camera with the box, and you can see the globe behind. And we make the payment for my coffee.
I think it probably made your coffee quite a lot more expensive. but thank you for sharing that with us. And I'm going to go and check that video out right now and share it on our social as well. John, Paul, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.